Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, BetQL Daily, right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G with you on a Friday, 20 minutes from now. Emory Hunt's going to join us, talk some NFLs. It's July 1st, you know what that means. Training camp starts this month. The NFL is not too far off. So we'll talk some football with Emory coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll get to today's baseball card. But, Joe, let's dive into the Rookie of the Year odds, the latest here. We heard the cut of O'Neal Cruz with a home run. Interesting, depending on where you look, he is not the favorite where I am looking right now. Michael Harris from the Braves, NL, has taken over the lead as the Rookie of the Year favorite at plus 370. The Braves outfielder O'Neal Cruz plus 420. Mackenzie Gore 6-1. Spencer Strider, who I think we talked up at about 40-1 when Strider got moved to the rotation, is at 7-1, plus 750, excuse me. Nolan Gorman and Brendan Donovan, the pair of Cardinals rookies who head to Philadelphia this weekend, they are at 10-1. Juan Yepes, 16-1. The Cardinals have three rookies, 10, 10, 16, playing real roles for them right now. So we have about, what, 8 or 10 guys between Harris and Christopher Morel, Jack Sawinski at 20-1. So it's a decent group of names there still in that mix as your Rookie of the Year names out there in the National League. O'Neal Cruz has been the one, though, right? He's the one that's come on the scene and gotten everyone talking the last few weeks.
BetMGM put Cruz and Harris as co-favorites, which is really – this has been of all of the awards – wouldn't you say that National League Rookie of the Year between MVP, Cy Young, ROI for both, that this is the most fascinating one?
Definitely.
Yeah. That's certainly how I feel.
Hardest to guess. I have no idea who's going to win.
The best number we saw with Cruz was at 30. Then just announcing the call up, he got all the way down to 20, then below that number. And then after a couple games, he became the favorite or the co-favorite. That's all people needed to see. Knowing that he's going to be in the lineup every day, the 6-7 shortstop, and he's making an impact. And I believe he had another home run last night. So he's 4-1. It's good for the betting market that Michael Harris is doing this, because you just can't make him the runaway favorite like we have in the other league, which we'll see in a moment. But here, the thing that jumps out to me is, first off, where do we stand with the pitchers? We liked Strider at the big number, but do we like Strider at 5? We liked Gore early on, but do we like Gore at 5-1? We've talked about how tough it is as a pitcher to win this award for obvious reasons. And is there going to be a shutdown at some point? How hard are they going to ride these pitchers throughout the rest of the year? Are they going to be out there for the end of the regular season? Plenty of examples of pitchers just getting shut down. Are we going to have that sort of scenario with Gore and Strider? I mean, and that's part of it. And because there are two position players with shorter odds, does it mean that Gore and Strider are just not worth it at 5-1?
Yeah, it's harder. I mean, it's just harder to bet them. It's hard to feel good about it. Gore has also come back to earth a little bit here. I mean, Gore was on a streak when he first got to the big leagues and got in the rotation of just putting up zero after zero. He got rocked a couple times, so he has not been perfect the last, three or four outings. I love watching Strider. I mean, I think if anyone has a chance to have a special rookie season just with stuff, it's him. But like you said, he could get hurt, could have an inning shut down. I mean, there's always so much uncertainty with pitchers. I mean, Joe, I know we mentioned him at, what was he, 25-1 when we gave him out. I still think there's good value on Brendan Donovan at around 9+950 or 10-1. If you look at National League WAR for position players, he's tied with Michael Harris, 1.5 F4 each. And, I mean, Harris is good, and I like him, but you look at some of the numbers, like, I just wonder if he can consist. He has a 402 batting average on balls in play, Michael Harris. Is that going to continue? I doubt it. So maybe he comes back to earth a little bit here, and maybe a guy like Donovan just continues to play well for the Cardinals.
Well, on the pitchers, let's take a look at workload in recent years, and maybe we can kind of figure things out, because the teams are not saying anything for obvious reasons. 2018, we'll start with Gore. 2018, let's see, 60 innings. 2019, it was between the multiple levels. It was about 100 innings, okay, in 2019. 2020, did not pitch. We know that. No minor leagues that year. 2021, it's around 50. With all the, he just played at like four different levels that year. So we go 100, didn't pitch, 50 innings last year. And between the majors and the minors this year, he's at 64 right now. Can you go past 100 with this guy after going 50 innings last year?
So 100 was his high how many years ago? Three?
2019.
And that was 100 3 years ago?
Yeah, he at A plus, he threw 79. At double A, he threw 21.
So what's his, what are we looking at for a max? 120?
Not 150, right?
Okay, so there's about a half a season to go.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
So if he's in the rotation the rest of the way, can he do this, or are they going to have to skip him? I'm trying to do the math here. Let's say five innings to start, and he would have about 17 starts to go.
He's had 11 starts. He's had 11 thus far. Right. So can he stay in the rotation? At the major league level, he's thrown 59 innings this year. 64 if you count his minor league start. So
I think he only has about 60 innings left. Otherwise, it's going to get dangerous.
How deep will that take us? Can he win the award? Not that he would be. But can you win the award if you're out the last month?
I don't think so. No, you fall out of – people forget about you.
But a couple of weeks, I think you're fine. 2 to 3 weeks, you're okay.
Well, the same thing applies to Spencer Strider. Spencer Strider's career high in innings was 94 last year. He's at 53.2 right now.
Wow, he caught Gore quickly in innings pitched, didn't he?
Yep. Well, because he was, while Gore was hanging out in the minor leagues to start the year, Spencer Strider was coming out and throwing two or three innings out of the bullpen. So he had a decent amount, you know, before he got to the big leagues. I mean, before he got into the rotation. So he's at 53.2 innings pitched this year.
There's a big gap there, though. I guess there is at this point. Between Gore and Strider, can you be okay? Boy, this rise by Strider, it's ridiculous. Last year, he went from A ball to the majors.
It's crazy.
He started in A.
Mm-hmm.
How much more can he go? Can he pitch the rest of the year? I think he can because of all the games out of the bullpen. He only had six starts.
The other thing to consider is both these teams could be going to the playoffs, so they could also be thinking about the big picture. Like, do we give them a 2 week break here because we need them in October? So that it pushes me back towards the position players and where do we find the value?
Okay.
All right. I saw yesterday Seiya Suzuki hit a couple home runs or a home run in a rehab game. Can he jump back in this at 18-1? I mean, he was the odds-on favorite. Had a great April, struggled a little bit in May, hit the injured list. He's missed a bunch of time now. But, I mean, he's the name in all this, isn't he? He's the famous one.
Okay, he's the name. Let's rattle off a lot of the players that are also in here. We'll omit O'Neill Cruz for a second. Harris, Gore, Strider, Gorman, Donovan, Yepez. What do they all have in common? They're good teams. How much does that matter?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I don't know. Does it matter? I mean, does it matter? I mean, I guess they're more recognition a little bit.
I feel like for Rookie of the Year, it doesn't matter as much.
A little bit.
I mean, because Cruz is the favorite, and he's on the Pirates. And granted, the Pirates have been better this year, but they're not a playoff team.
But doesn't the buzz of him just supersede all that? And it's something we've never seen before with that example.
I think it's interesting because of how far he's dropped down. Like, if he was still 5-1, I wouldn't bet him.
Like, okay. Jonathan Abia won it last year with Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Before that, Kyle Lewis in 2020 with Seattle. Fine.
Mm-hmm. In those two examples, we'd have to look back, but in those two examples, I don't remember anybody else being close to those players.
Fair.
So what's going to happen here with playing time in Chicago? Because Morrell's in this mix too. Christopher Morrell? Are they going to trade half?
Yeah, another homer last night.
So is there enough playing time for everybody? Like, who's going to sit down when Suzuki comes back?
There should be enough. How about...
I'm sure Suzuki's going to play. I mean, they gave him a lot of money. He's going to play and play every day.
100% he's going to play. 100%. How about your boy, Patrick Wisdom? You were questioning his home run prop number yesterday.
And the Cubs came after me with their tweet. I saw that last night.
Yeah. Boom. There you go. No, they're going to find a way. I mean, the stage of where the team is, they're going to find a way to get all those players. Mm. Remember, they're not going to have Wilson Contreras, and I bring him up because once in a while he'll play some outfield to rest his legs.
Right. Okay, so this market is interesting. Why don't we jump to the AL quickly here? I'm seeing Julio Rodriguez -150. Odds on, I mean, clearly and he's running away in the AL. Another home run yesterday. He's very impressive. Jeremy Pena 5-1. Bobby Witt +550. Adley Rutschman 18-1. I think Rutschman's kind of interesting. He's come on the last few weeks. I know he missed the first couple months in the minor leagues while Rodriguez put up numbers, but he's a very highly touted player that's really started to show why people think he's really good. I think that's interesting.
Just like the MVP for both sides, we have the AL Rookie of the Year and odds-on favorite. That's the question you have to ask. Is this done? Is it done right now? Because the sports books are starting to say, you know, maybe it is. I see a -210 out there in late June on American League Rookie of the Year. So that's what we're trying to figure out. If you truly believe that, man, bet that. He's 30-1, Rutschman.
So since June 10th, right? So it took him a few weeks. He got up here on May 21st, and he was sitting 143 his first 2 weeks. All right, he's swimming in the deep end. Since June 10th, Rutschman has a 940 OPS and 3 home runs.
Yeah.
He's really started to play well.
So it's got to be a position player. I would say you forget about guys like Joe Ryan. Sorry, but Shane Baz, right? Forget about him.
That's Jake's guy.
I know. 65-1. That's the best number for him.
Mm-hmm. A pitcher can't win it in the AL. There's too many good position players.
I don't think so either. So, how's Riley Green been doing? Anything?
He got hit around a little bit by the Cubs.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to win it either.
No. You mean Hunter Green or Riley Green?
Oh, Riley. I heard Hunter Green. I'm an idiot.
Oh, he's like 110,
too many,
I think.
Too many greens.
Yeah. Spelled the same way, too.
Riley Green. He's been hitting
Riley
all
had
right.
like a three-hit game when he first got back. He's right.
That's where being on the Tigers, like if you're the only offense, that might help him. Because Torkelson hasn't been great.
No, he hasn't.
But I just think I think it's so top heavy in the AL. Like Julio Rodriguez is going to be an all-star.
Is it over?
He's going to be an all-star.
Do you think?
I mean, I think it's down between Julio and Peña. Yeah. With Witt, maybe an outside shot. Rutschman, maybe an outside shot.
You know,
like it's those four.
It's funny because Witt and Peña are the same odds.
Witt's been playing better. He's been actually hitting, finally.
He's a bum.
Why is Bobby
because here? I bet him in the past. And
oh, they didn't bring him up. There it is.
The truth comes out.
I thought you were going to say because his dad was a bum. Something like that.
No.
I mean, if you look at Fangraph's war right now, Rodriguez and Peña are both on pace for 5 war seasons as rookies.
That's insane.
Yeah.
What do you think? How does Rutschman need a Julio injury?
Probably.
And he's got to keep hitting the exact same way he has for the last 3 weeks.
There is an outlier 30-1. That's why I'm asking.
I do also think, like, it's probably more coincidence than anything, but when he came up, the Orioles started winning games. They're not that far away from 500. Like, if they finish strong and they're like, hey, they're on their way, maybe it's like they called him up and everything changed. I could see that narrative.
The thing with Julio is he's just so good at everything. Like, he's leading the league in steals almost.
Wow.
But he's 30-30. I mean, he's got 19 stolen bases, 13 home runs. Like, would it shock anyone if he had 17 more runs? Right.
It might be done. And now Seattle's playing better, too.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't bet it at -150, -200. But he's likely going to win the award. He's been that good. Joe O, Joe G, we'll talk some NFL next. Emory Hunt, football gameplay at CBS Sports, joins us on the BetQL Network.